USA Radio News.
The U.S. military is warning that China is rapidly building a large force of space weapons, including sophisticated anti-satellite missiles, lasers, jammers, orbiting killer robots, and cyber tools to blind and deafen a war enemy. The Pentagon released details of Beijing's growing space arms arsenal last week in its annual report to Congress on the Chinese military. The New York Police Department revealed Monday that anti-Semitic hate crimes in the city have more than doubled from this time a year ago. The 125% rise came the same month the artist formerly known as Kanye West unleashed a slew of comments online and in interviews. And Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving was suspended and has lost multiple endorsements for, quote, conduct detrimental to the team, after sharing a link on social media to an anti-Semitic movie. In Hawaii, Mother Nature is fighting off the winter with warmth, the way only she can.
Lava continues to slowly advance toward a key highway on Hawaii's Big Island on Sunday. David Phillips of the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said lava is about 2.4 miles from Daniel K. Inouye Highway. As for the more than week-old Mauna Loa eruption, lava is still spewing out of fissure number 3. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And in the Hollywood Hills, many are solemn tonight. Actress Kirstie Alley has died at the age of 71 after a short battle with cancer. Alley rose to fame in 1987 when she starred as Rebecca Howe on NBC's Cheers, a role for which she earned a Golden Globe and an Emmy. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Runoff elections in the state of Georgia take place on Tuesday to decide not just who will be the state's second senator, but which party will take that final seat in Congress, which right now is split with 50 Democrats and 49 Republicans. Meanwhile, in Washington,
lawmakers have until December 16th to pass a funding bill to keep the government running. Democrats want to pass a spending package that would fund the government through the rest of the 2023 fiscal year. Many Republicans are opposed to this, including New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, who weighs in on the issue on Fox News.
There should not be a long-term spending bill here. A continuing resolution should be passed to fund the government into January so that the new Congress, myself included, can get in there and rein in this reckless, out-of-control spending.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a scientist named Andrew Huff of EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S. taxpayer-funded nonprofit group that collaborated with the Chinese laboratory on bat virus research, now claims that COVID-19 was man-made and that he saw the potential for the lab leak as early as 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.